Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Trevor Murdoch, NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Make sure you catch me and all the NWA stars October 24th in Oak Grove, Kentucky at Valor Hall for By Any Means Necessary. And you're watching me on Battleground Podcast.
Live from the Parts Unknown Studios.
You've entered the Battleground.
Battleground Podcast, your place for all things pro wrestling.
Battleground! The Battleground! Battleground! The Battleground!
Now making their way to the microphones, give it up for your hosts.
Welcome to the Battleground.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Battleground Podcast. I don't even know how to talk it. I do this for a living. Welcome to the Battleground Podcast, everybody. My name is Battle. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe, like, leave a comment, share with your friends. And if you're listening to this podcast, whether it be on Apple or iHeart or Spotify, wherever, make sure you leave us a nice little review, 5-star, and tell your friends to check out the podcast as well. But it is a very special day. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my tag team partner, Eli, with a very nice little wrestling belt there. Old sweet Charlotte, 10 pounds of gold. There's with a scribble scrabble on the side.
We're gonna get another one soon from our guest.
I think you're going to get a lot of signatures very, very soon because NWA and Tried and True have teamed up together By Any Means Necessary. It is just a couple weeks away, live at Valor Hall in Oak Grove, Kentucky, Sunday, October 24th. By the way, you want to grab your tickets? We got our tickets, so you need to grab your tickets right now. NWATix.com. Let's bring him in. The real freaking world champion, Trevor Murdoch, is on the show. Trevor, thanks for being here, man.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, man.
We are super pumped about you being on the show. And let's kind of go back, because me and Eli have talked about this. We have been excited the fact that NWA has kind of come back, and it's got this another resurgence again after COVID. But we sat here and thought, man, who is going to be the guy that finally knocks Nick Aldis off the mountain? Who's going to be the one that ends the streak? Who's going to be the one that gets him back that first loss? And, you know, your name got thrown around a lot, and it was kind of one of those ones that some people doubted you. They're like, Trevor's never going to be able to do it. And then we sat there and thought, well, Trevor's now putting his career on the line for this.
Yeah. Crowd's getting behind him. Stakes are high. Like, yeah.
So walk us through that. Like, what's going through your mind? You're saying my career is up now. This is going to be my title.
Well, the people are the one that kind of really put me in that position. We came out of the pandemic and we lost a few of the guys and we started Power back up. And the people didn't forget, even though we were gone for almost a year, the people didn't forget. And it got to be a point where it seemed like there was no other avenue for me to go. It was towards Nick. And once I kind of got the green light and realized, okay, that's where destiny's taking me. That's where the people want me. I really had no other choice but to put up my career, because at that point I'd already wrestled Nick two different occasions. For him, there really wasn't any prize at the end. You know what I mean? Yeah. And not to mention, like, I've been doing this for 22 years. I've been very blessed to do some amazing things in this business. Wrestle for WWE, became a world tag team champion, wrestled for TNA, Impact, one of the originals. Mm-hmm. I've trained in Japan and wrestled over for Noah and some of the top companies over there. It got to be a point where if I can't win and I can't be world champion, if I can't be the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, then I need to go home. And it's nothing personal. It's nothing big and dramatic and a long personal issue. It's just that was it for me. I've worked my whole life to want to have that special moment to step into that ring and my hand be raised to be NWA World's Champion. And if I couldn't do that, then I've accomplished everything I'd wanted to do. So it was time for me to go.
So were you mentally prepared to leave if you lost? I mean, did you have everything in like, okay, if this is it, I'm done. I mean, were you?
Oh, for sure. I'm again, I repeat 22 years experience. I had no, I knew that I could lose. I mean, let's just be realistic. Yeah. I mean, Nick Aldis is a world champion at the time. He had the world title for 1,044 days. Mm-hmm. But that's why, another reason why I had my family there at 73 was because they have been through so many trials and tribulations with me as a wrestler and having to deal with me, having good days and bad days. I had my 5-year-old there that had never seen me wrestle live.
Oh, wow.
I had my 15-year-old there who had been through, he'd been to the good shows and been to the bad shows.
Right. I imagine so.
And of course, you know, my wife, my best friend, Bull Schmidt, who had been a wrestler for 15 years, been a world tag team champion with Harley, with him. I figured at the very least that if I was going to lose, there's no better, for a guy like me, there's no better way to end it. Like, I'm at the Chase wrestling in the main event for the world heavyweight title. I have my family there. I'm not the type of guy that's going to end up with the big retirement speech and you know, suit and all the other shit.
Yeah.
So basically I kind of felt like if I'm going out, boys, like I can't ask for a better place and time, you know, and have my family and friends there. Thankfully, as you guys can tell over my shoulder, that didn't end that way.
No. And you know, we both were watching the pay-per-view and like just the full emotion of watching that match, especially as a parent, father myself, watching you in the ring, your kids come out there hugging you and that emotional moment. Like I got a little teary eyed watching that. I was like, you know, I'm not a wrestler. So I guess my emotional moment is if my kid gets on the radio with me or the podcast. Yeah. But I mean, that had been a great feeling as well.
You can't fake that stuff. You know, like you could tell, like that's real.
No, it was as real as it'll ever be, gentlemen. Yeah. Like I had a lot of fans in that building, a lot of fans that had been there and seen some of my earlier matches, even before when I met Harley. But my wife and kids, they've seen it all.
Yeah.
So it was almost just as much of a payoff for them too, because they knew how important the NWA World's Heavyweight title is to me. And they know how closely the NWA has kind of been embedded into my DNA throughout the years, especially with Harley Race being my trainer and mentor.
Mm-hmm.
They knew the significance of what it meant for me to be, you know, the real world's champion.
Yeah.
Right.
And to kind of pull back just a little bit of the curtain, did you tell them that night that you were going to win, or did you just keep it to yourself and not tell
them?
No, anyone?
I have my son hits me up all the time, you know, Edie, you know, yep, you're down there. You know, what's
right.
That? And, I totally kayfabed him. I wanted his real emotional, you know, his expression. I wanted it to be just as real for him as it was for everybody else in the building. Now my wife knew, you know, that's my queen. That's my right hand.
Yeah.
So, you know, she obviously, I can't lie to her even when I try. she just sees it. So she knew, and she knew what I was trying to do when it came to my son. If you guys, as you can tell, like my 15-year-old's in there, you know, he's balling just like I am because, you know, he wanted that moment. It's that Saturday morning special, you know, where like, your dad's in there, you know, doing, you know, hopefully going to win, but may not, you know, and it was just an emotional moment. And he really felt it just as much as I did.
Yeah. Well, we kind of did a little research getting into this talk, and this was actually, you know, I don't know if you want to call it the trilogy with Nick Aldis, but your matches with Nick Aldis, that actually was not your first NWA world champion you faced off against. You fought Brent Albright back in 2008. For the championship you now hold. What do you think is and there may be several, but what are the biggest differences between Trevor Murdoch in 2008, who was not successful in that attempt, and 2021 Trevor Murdoch, who's now the world champion. Like, what do you think has changed? Just, you know, mental toughness or?
When I had that match with Brent Albright, I was on I just left WWE. My career was semi in turmoil. A lot of questions of where am I going? What am I going to do? A lot of uncertainty, a huge lack of confidence. Because at that time, WWE was really the only show in town.
That was
like,
it.
Mm-hmm. And everybody, even the fans, were conditioned. Like, if you weren't a part of WWE, you're really not a wrestler. You know
that
what I mean?
That went on for decades. I mean,
for real, that
it
was
really did.
I wrestled for 9 years, 8 years before I went to WWE, and every single question from a fan, usually first or second, was, "Well, have you wrestled for the WWF or WWE?"
Yeah.
And at that time, I couldn't say that. Well, once you are able to say that, it's great. Mm-hmm. But when you're not there anymore, it's like, well, shit, like there's nowhere to go anywhere but down mm-hmm. from in that position,
yeah.
you know? Actually, my first show after I left WWE, an old promoter had contacted me, and I was, you know, out of respect. I know the guy would take care of me. I said, yeah, of course. And I didn't ask the detailed questions that I should have, because I just come out of a company that took care of everything for you. All you had to do was show up. Crowds were there, everything. What I didn't know was this show was at a bowling alley. The show was outside in the parking lot. There were blue tarps for walls to try to block people from driving by and watching the show in the parking lot of this bowling alley. And my locker room was the bathroom of the bowling alley that I shared with other people that were bowling.
Oh my
at the
gosh.
Time as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, a couple details there.
Yeah. You know, and it was just, you know, my confidence was shot. I was like, holy shit. Like 3 weeks ago, I was wrestling in front of an average of 7,000 to 10,000 people. And now I'm in the parking lot of a bowling alley in Indiana. I had zero confidence.
Yeah.
And so when Dave Marquez called me and asked me, "Hey, listen, I've got an opportunity for you." I didn't really take full advantage of it. I wasn't mentally in the right spot. I wasn't, I didn't want it as bad as I should have. It just, you know, it's an accumulation of things. Whereas now, I wasn't just thrown to the wolves in NWA. Whereas a lot of companies I bring a name value. So when I went to TNA, they kind of threw me into their top guys, and I just did their, you know, I had to make everybody else look good. Whereas in NWA, you know, I've had to wrestle some really tough opponents, and they've given me opportunities to elevate myself, and they've also not put a leash on me.
Yeah.
It's common for pro wrestling, a lot of pro wrestling companies, for them to micromanage you and tell you what not to do and tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this 22 years. I've got a lot of experience, and I don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot. I know what I'm doing in there.
Yeah, I mean,
I
you got some hardware to back it up. So
right. I know myself better than anybody else, and I know what I can and can't do. So I just needed a platform, and I needed a boss who trusted me and respected me enough to go, all right, you know, this is the direction I'd like you to go. Go make magic.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened in NWA. You know what I mean? There's no scripts. There's no don't do this, don't do that. You have a locker room full of athletes that are all trying to have the best match and the best show possible, but not in a way where it hurts or harms anybody else's matches. You guys sure. know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All the pistons are firing at the same time.
Oh, man. And when you have a locker room like that, you've got nothing but greatness ahead of you guys. You know what I mean? There's going to be some amazing and some magical things happen with this locker room. And we're just picking up steam. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, tip of the iceberg.
Right. So back to the original question, NWA has given me a place to grow and to find out who I really am and to find out what I can really do. And it's a dress down company. You know what I mean? You only have music when you have pay-per-views. You don't have the lights and smoke. It's a do or die situation when you walk out in front of those people. And NWA, I've been able to knock out some big home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure. It's led me to my opportunity with Nick Aldis and ultimately led me to becoming world's heavyweight champion in the face of the company.
And that's a good thing. And of course, we're going to get to Nick in a second, but just a reminder, everybody that's watching and listening, there's still time to get tickets. See Tried and Trues and NWAs by any means necessary. It is going down at Valor Hall in Oak Grove, Kentucky. It's going to be Sunday, October 24th. You can still get tickets, NWATix.com. And I don't believe I think there's like a handful left of like good ringside seats.
So you better grab those.
Yeah. I know. I think we're doing a giveaway too, right?
I believe so. We're going to double check on that one. But I know we bought some tickets. So even us as the wrestling podcast guys, we don't get free tickets. We got to buy.
I bought second row seats.
So and we support the show. So you should too. So NWATix.com. Now, speaking of Nick Aldis, I mean, there seems to be some interesting stories coming out after your win over Aldis, especially with him and Strictly Business. And now, you know, they attacked him and put him on a stretcher. Do you think you're ever going to be able to completely trust Nick, or is a snake always a snake?
It's one of those scenarios, man, where I forgive but never forget, you know. And it's Nick, I've known Nick for a long time. I knew Nick before he actually stepped foot in a ring to have his first match. Nick is everything he says he is. He's an extremely talented individual, knows what he's doing in the ring. He's strong as an ox. He speaks very well. He's what you'd want a world champion to be. And if I thought that he gave up on the world title, I'd be an idiot.
Yeah.
So he's no different than anybody else to the extent that, you know, I try to keep my eye on everybody. One of the things that he mentioned at one time was, you know, once you become world champion, there's a target on your back. And I knew that. But as the days go on and on, and the conversations that I find out and hear about people trying to vie for an opportunity for the world title, I know I just got to be mindful of that I'm the world champion and everybody wants to be world champion. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Nick will always be just like everybody else. He'll always be on that list of, you just got to be careful.
For sure. And it's going to be interesting because, I mean, like you said, you got a target on your back. And I know at the show coming up in Kentucky on October 24th at Oak Grove, I mean, as of right now, you don't have a match, but there's somebody that does have a match that night that has a very peak interest with that title behind your back, with DePope going to be there. He's facing off Colby Carino. Now, how does it feel when you say you have a target on your back? How does it feel when you go into a match? Are you thinking, well, I got to prepare for this match, but also be ready to roll if he wants to cash in that option to challenge me right after this match?
Obviously that's a huge thought on my mind. The thing is, when I stepped in, when I became world champion, everything changed for me financially. Mm-hmm. Things changed for me when it come to workout programs and hitting the gym and my diet. I'm now a full-time wrestler. Like you can't part-time being world's heavyweight champion.
Yeah, you can't just start it on Thursday and then end on Sunday and then the rest of the week.
Right. So now I have 24/7 to focus on what I need to do to get myself right and get myself prepared for a guy like, you know, the Pope. I've known Pope for a long time as well too. A sidebar, that's the cool thing about NWA is when you have a bunch of grown ass men that have been in the business for so long that they're able to bring their talents a different way than they have in any other companies, because they know their opponents better. Mm-hmm. Than most anybody else.
Right.
And that leads right into with me and Pope. I've known Pope for a long time, and he's a fantastic technical wrestler. When he gets on the mic, man, he can talk him right into the building. The one thing that I know about Pope as a man is that when he does decide to come get the world title, and he has every right to, he's earned it, and I respect that, and I would be doing him and the world title a disservice, and myself a disservice, if I deny him and ignore him. I know when he comes, he's going to come and knock on the door and come up straight up the middle and be a man about it. So to a certain extent, I don't feel as if I have to.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Be watching, I guess, quote unquote, wrestling terms, you know, watching my back with both. Right. So I'm not saying that I don't take him as a concern or that I don't think that he can be a world champion. I'm just saying there's a whole lot. We go back to, you know, talking about snakes. There's a whole lot more snakes in the grass than there are roses.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
Yeah. So the last, you know, 2 to 3 years, wrestling has really kind of exploded in mainly positive way. And, you know, the whole Forbidden Door, you know, NWA is no, they have a very long history of working with outside companies. You know what I mean? New Japan, Impact, AAA, I mean, Ring of Honor currently. I mean, this is not new territory for the NWA. So with you fantasy booking with the Forbidden Door, who is another world champion that you would like to do a title versus title for, you know, maybe a dream match. And then just also just a normal, you know, someone that's not a champion, who would be someone outside the NWA that you would be open to giving a title shot to?
To answer your first
beard versus beard match. That's what we're doing.
Well, man, my youngin is the one that is responsible for my lack of beard. Side note, I'll answer your question, Eli, just side note. Got a 5-year-old and I've got a 15-year-old, and those boys like to play. And the 5-year-old thought it'd be funny to chuck his gum at his older brother, and his older brother dodged and weaved and landed right in Dad's beard.
Man. I know all about that. So
perils.
So I had to do a little trim work, and now I'm back to looking like a 12-year-old. But back to the original question, when it comes to champion versus champion fantasy booking, I'm going to be honest with you, and you guys, we can take this wherever anybody wants. Currently, all the champions out of there, there's none that I fear or that I think can win. I am the real world's heavyweight champion. I am the toughest man in the business right now. The only person that I think would probably be able to give me a tough fight right now, a real tough fight, is Big E. And that's because of how big he is and how strong he is. And if you've watched his career, he's smart. He's learned so much within the last 2 years that him as world champion is for that company, it was the best decision for them.
Oh yeah. Also deceptively fast.
Very deceptively fast.
Yeah.
But I am the real world's champion. The men that have held this world title are grown ass men that like to fight and that are tougher than nails. And I know that's a cliche to say, but if you want to be a world champion in pro wrestling, you got to be able to handle getting your ass kicked every once in a while.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I'll be absolutely honest with you. You can spread this wherever you want. I don't see too many other champions that are tougher than me. Bottom line, I don't care in this. I don't care what sheet picks this up. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm a grown ass man and I've been doing this for a long time. I was trained by the toughest man in the business. So I have no problem putting that to the test against anybody.
Man. That's just the champion's confidence. That's all that is.
Say what it is. Facts are facts. I know the world don't like facts right now.
Yeah. No, they don't.
But I'm not afraid to tell you how it is. Don't let the fat fool you, brother. There's an athlete in this body.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it. And I'll put money on that for sure.
I'll take that bet any day, every day. So, and you talk about being trained by one of the baddest dudes ever to step foot in a squared circle, Harley Race. did you know going into that NWA show that you're going to dedicate that by wearing Harley's gear?
Yeah, I knew for sure. As soon as I was called and had the conversation with the NWA higher ups and Billy, and we knew that that show was going to happen. I knew that's what I had to do. Everywhere I go, I have Harley Race's stamp on my back. I represent him. I feel as if I'm the most well-recognized student of Harley Race. So I always carry him everywhere I go. I felt like that was my moment in time to really show the world how much he meant to me, what the situation meant to me, who I was carrying on my shoulder, Viva Angel, who was there with me. And I don't think it couldn't have been any more perfect time
for sure
to represent him and to show my love for Harley Race. And again, it goes back to our prior, conversation. That could have been the end for me, and it could have been my only opportunity to show my love for him on a grand stage like that. So many different things made 73 amazing. Yeah. And that was just one part of it.
And I also got to say, cause I think me and Eli talked about this, and I think maybe Eli pointed it out, but at the end of NWA 73, you winning with a pile driver.
Yes. Yeah. That was
bro, chef's kiss right there, man.
Mm-hmm. Not real wrestling fans, but wrestling fans, people that love pro wrestling, not love one company or love
sports entertainment. Stuff.
Yes, they love pro wrestling. I felt as if that if I was able to get lucky enough to include that in my match and catch Nick off guard, that I was that the fans would really understand it and recognize it. I think NWA is the company to kind of mesh generations together. One thing I've noticed is I've met a lot of moms and dads, older, but also, young adults that remember watching NWA with their families. And they're now passing that on to their next of kin and the next generation and sharing those special moments with them. We're unique in that aspect that we have a history that a wrestling family through generations can follow and say, this is what I used to watch. This is what I used to sit at home with your mom or dad or grandma or whoever and watch. And it's a show that anybody can watch too. Like as a parent, you're not really concerned about what you're going to see rated R wise on our show. Now, will you see brutality? Well, yeah, a bunch of grown ass men knocking the piss out of each other.
Right.
You kind of know that as a parent going into it, but you won't have to worry about a bunch of vulgar people, a bunch of things that you'd have to explain to your children about, conversations you don't want to have with your kids right now. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
It's, yeah.
I mean, it definitely feels like the same show I grew up on, but modern. I mean, you have modern stars, modern kind of matches and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's how you just said that's probably the best way to explain it.
Right on.
So this is a kind of a vague question, but we always like to kind of get people's ideas on this. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, and where do you see the NWA in 5 years?
5 years NWA for sure on a major television network. And for me, I see myself at the very least a two-time NWA world champion. I'm not going to sit here and try to gloat and say, oh, I'm going to be world champion in 5 years. let's be realistic here, guys. You know what I mean? Again, that goes back to NWA being real. What if I had one more like bucket list item that I would like to find a tag team partner and become NWA World Tag Team Champion.
You and James Storm, can I throw that out there? Well, <it's, laughs> two good old Southern boys.
anything's possible, and I love James. But we're also that now. When I say that, that's an extended bucket list. I've got no plans on dropping the world title or losing to anybody for a long period of time. But I'd also like to be able to help the company grow. You know, there's going to be a time where I'm going to step out from the camera. Like, I'm not going to be in front of the camera anymore. I'm 43 years old, gentlemen. I've been in the business for a very long time, and physically, my body's going to eventually tell me one morning, and don't get me wrong, it gives me hints every day.
Yeah.
But
it's banging on the door, huh?
That's right. But it's going to tell me enough's enough. So I would like to be behind the camera and helping some the next generation of guys, and help in creating some of the next storylines, and be able to just continue what we've started and what we're. I want to find guys that can carry on the legacy and feel as much pride in NWA as I do, and as much as Nick does, and guys like James Storm. And we're looking for guys that are willing to come to a company and dig in and invest not only in themselves, but in the company to try to make this theirs.
Yeah.
And when you've got a guy like Billy Corrigan as your boss, who is in love with pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that about a lot of promoters, but he is literally in love with pro wrestling.
Yeah, for sure.
Loves every aspect of it. And he has no qualms and has no problem going, I'm surrounding myself at times with men that have been doing this for a very long time. So as a promoter, he listens. Now, will he do everything I ask him to do? Well, hell no. No promoter, no boss ever has. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he is willing to listen and be open to concepts and ideas, that's half the battle when it comes to running a wrestling program.
For sure. And you talk about wrestling program, and there's a big one coming up again. I know we've talked about this numerous times throughout the show.
Bring it on.
But tried and true in NWA's By Any Means Necessary, it is going down live at Valor Hall in Oak Grove, Kentucky, Sunday, October 24th. Tickets available at NWATix.com. And I know that as of right now, there's a big stacked card on there. And I feel as if it's like we're watching our kids fight, because these guys have been on our show numerous times. And we're good friends with both of them, Crimson and Jax Dane, going at it in a steel cage match. Them are two big boys.
Oh, and not just from as a wrestling, and I know both the gentlemen, and I've got my own issues with Jackson. He's got to focus on Crimson right now. From a wrestling standpoint, I know both the guys, so I'm really excited to see them beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe that's just the sadistic part of me.
But get a cage. From a fan, lock that bad boy up.
Well, and from a fan standpoint, you got two big guys that are angry at each other, and I'm not talking just angry, like, it's a proving point for both of them. Oh, yeah. And they're in a cage, and they've got nowhere to go, no one to get in. It's going to be brutal. And I know, like, it seems weird, but that excites the hell out of me. Because what happens is, in these scenarios, in situations like this, we don't focus. Those two guys aren't going to end up focusing on the argument or whatever originally started the heat between each other. It gets to a point in the middle of the match when it's all about being a man and who's the tougher guy. And that's when you see guys really dig deep into the match. And in a special match like this, where you have a cage, which is basically a large weapon for you to use at any time. I'm really intrigued on seeing who's going to dig down deep and see what they can pull out of the trick bag for either one of those guys, and to see who wins. And then, of course, when you get to the very end of it, it becomes a mental game. And I don't care what anybody says. If you've had your ass whipped for 15, 20 minutes inside a cage, and you've had your head bounced off steel, you don't know what the hell's going to happen or going on. So you're running on basically just, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it's autopilot.
Yeah. Repetition, just automatic.
Yeah. So we're going to see who's been putting in the work in the off time at the end of this match. We're going to see who at the end of the day wants it more. And I don't envy either man, because I was in the middle of the ring when I watched the slap fight.
Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Bro, The reaction I'm giving is like it's a shoot. Like there's no like
you couldn't pay me to do that.
No, and then when I got the I'm telling you, fellas, I have great moments in my career. Because when I got the call and they were like, hey, listen, we're going to have something fun for you to do on this show. You know, my imagination immediately started running like, oh, shit, like, what am I going to do?
Here we go. Yeah.
And they said, we need you to be like the special enforcer to keep these two separate and to judge their slap fight. But we also need you to keep them separated, too, because we don't want them to actually fight. Obviously I did a piss poor job at the very end because everybody started fighting, myself included. But those two are going to, they're going to go out there to try to hurt each other. And that's what, in my opinion, that's entertainment. That's old school gladiator days.
Yeah.
I remember Harley telling me a story about pro wrestling. The fact that it's the oldest living sport in history, because it dates back to the gladiator days where you had two men step into an arena and, you know, obviously back then it was battle to the death. You don't make much money if you're battling to the death every night. So it changed to pro, you know, it obviously changed, but, the heart and soul of it is two guys going in there and giving everything they've got and seeing who the better man is. And we as fans end up being the winner.
Yeah, and it's going to be exciting stuff. And, of course, again, if you do not have your tickets, if you are listening to this, if you are watching this, I'm talking to you right there in the camera, NWA Tried and True's By Any Means Necessary live at Valor Hall in Oak Grove, Kentucky. Sunday,
it's going to be on Fight 2.
Yeah, it's going to be on Fight 2. So
Fight TV, yep.
If you can't make it to the show, I understand that, but pay for it on Fight as well. Or just buy a ticket and support them and buy it on Fight if you can't make it. So you're good. You get both aspects and tickets available at nwatix.com. And, of course, if you're in the Nashville area or Kentucky area, it's about an hour outside of Nashville, give or take.
Yeah,
so
it's
a nice drive to Oak Grove. There's great food up there. I know there's a place that Eli loves to eat in up there in that area, right? Or is it Clarkson?
It's in Paducah.
Taco John's. But again, get your tickets. They are available at nwatix.com. NWA Tried and True By Any Means Necessary live at Valor Hall in Oak Grove, Kentucky. And is going down just a couple weeks, Sunday, October 24th. Now, real quick, Trevor, before we let you go, I know you're a very, very busy man.
Where can people keep up?
Hey, we can do this. Hey, where's the best place people could keep up with you online?
Guys, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, at The Real T Murdoch. And I'm on Facebook, verified.
I still haven't had that. I'm verified on Twitter, but not Facebook.
Man, I'm gonna be absolutely honest with you. Like I'm a very, I try to be as much of me as possible in the NWA. What you see and what you hear me, how you hear me behave, is really not too far from the truth. I am not a social media guy. I'm a very personable individual. I like speaking to people directly on, you know, face to face. I like the telephone. But I'm just now picking up steam on social media. So it made me laugh when I got the notice that they were going to give me the blue check mark on Facebook, because I really didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
But now that I've got the blue check mark on Facebook, I'm all like, well, where the hell is my blue check mark on Instagram? Yep. I want my Twitter check mark, you know.
That Instagram one's the hardest one to get.
Well, man, and I'll be absolutely honest with you. If there's people out there trying to pretend to be me, like, they got to have some higher goals in life. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, but I just don't see too many people out there trying to be a guy like me.
Be like, hey, my name's Trevor Murdoch, and my other account got locked up, so I'm trying to get you to buy these $50 Amazon gift cards.
Right, right. You know, it doesn't take but a couple minutes talking to me, knowing me, I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Well, Trevor, thank you so much for being on the show today with us. Definitely going to have to get you back on, and can't wait to hang out with you and meet you when you're here in Oak Grove, Kentucky, coming up on October 24th.
Thank you guys for having me. I will be having a match that night. They just haven't announced it yet. So I will be wrestling. You will have an opportunity to get pictures with me at the show. And, of course, I'll be bringing my beautiful 8x10s, and I'll be bringing my new T-shirts. So if anybody hasn't had a chance to go to Collar and Elbow, and buy my first t-shirt ever. I've never had, this is my first one ever made. And it has a little life motto, a little saying that I say every once in a while is everybody's a tough guy until you meet one.
Oh yeah. 100%.
And, so if you guys get an opportunity to swing by Collar and Elbow and pick yourself up a t-shirt, if not, I'll be having them at the show.
Well, there it is. Of course, make sure you grab it at the show or grab it online. Just support Trevor all around. Give him a follow, buy his merch because it's the first shirt he's ever had. So do it right now. And of course, make sure you grab your tickets, tried and true, and NWAs by any means necessary, live at Valor Hall in Oak Grove, Kentucky, Sunday, October 24th. Tickets available right now, nwatix.com. And again, right there at the bottom, you see it. Just grab your tickets right now. And again, Trevor, the real world's champion. It is an honor to have you on the show, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. This has been great.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Battleground Podcast. Make sure you give it 5 stars and a nice review. To stay up to date with the show, follow them at Battleground Podcast on Instagram.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.